Well, I'm excited to continue this lesson on angels and one of my favorite topics, and we have so much to talk about. So let's get started. Today I want to talk about angelic visitations because I believe that almost everybody has seen an angel. I think sometimes children and babies probably see them better than we do because their minds are so innocent. But I really believe that probably everybody has seen an angel because they're on assignment all around us every day, everywhere we look. Now, we can't always see them because there is an unseen world that coexists with the seen world. And so we can't always see them. But angels have a purpose. They have an assignment from God. So Psalm 104, verse 4 says, "He makes his angels spirits, his ministers a flame of fire." And then Hebrews chapter 1, verse 14 says, "Are not they all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for those who will inherit salvation?" So I believe that angels have been sent on assignment from God. I believe that everyone has a guardian angel that's been assigned to you at birth. I think one of these days when you get to heaven, you'll get to have a great conversation with that angel and say, "How many times did you rescue me and I didn't even realize it? Or why didn't you stop me from doing that?" You know, I think that could be a great conversation with your guardian angel. And I'm sure that's going to be an interesting and probably long conversation. So angels do show up in our lives in different ways. So let's talk about the ways in the Bible and now how angels appear. So the first place that angels show up and appear is in dreams. They reveal themselves in many ways in dreams. Most of the time, they appear as an angel. Now, if you remember Joseph, the husband of Mary, Mary and Joseph and Jesus in the Christmas story, Joseph has four angelic dreams, and each of these dreams gives him instruction. First one says, "Don't worry about taking Mary to be your wife," and explained to him that the Holy Spirit had come upon the virgin and that she had conceived of the Lord, from the Lord. And so, and then the angel came back and he said, "I want you to take your family and go down to Egypt and stay for a while." And then the angel came down to Egypt and visited him once again in a dream and said, "The person who sought the life of the child is dead. Why don't you go back to your homeland now?" So Joseph was being guided by angels. And of course, there's this great story in the Bible of Jacob, you know, dreaming. He had his head on a rock. He was at Bethel and he saw a ladder going up and down from heaven to earth and angels ascending and descending. And so, you know, he calls it, he builds an altar and calls it Bethel, which means house of God or house of Elohim. And so those are two incidences where angels appeared in dreams. And, you know, I run into people all the time that feel like an angel showed up in their dreams and visited them. You know, the Bible says in the book of Joel, chapter 2, that in the last days, young men shall see visions, old men shall dream dreams, as God is pouring out his Spirit upon his people. So if the Holy Spirit's being poured out through visions and dreams, that is one of the ways that God is choosing to communicate with people. So we mentioned visions, so that's another way that angels show up. Now, the difference in a dream and a vision is one, you're awake, and the other one, you're not awake. If you're asleep, it's a dream. But you can have what we might call a daydream, where you actually are fully awake and your mind gets caught up in a story or a vision or a scene. And in those type moments, you can also see angels. You remember Peter on the rooftop, he was up there praying and an angel showed up there in a vision. Daniel had visions. Well, almost every prophet had visions and almost every single one of those prophets that had visions had angels in their visions. You have Ezekiel by the river Kibar, and he has a vision of an angel there that shows him the heavenly, or actually the millennial temple of Christ. Over and over, Isaiah said, I saw the Lord high and lifted up. His train fills the temple. Then he begins to describe seraphim that he saw in this heavenly vision. So visions and dreams are ways that angels can show up. But angels can also show up in other forms. I've led probably over 50 missions trips and taken hundreds. I don't know how many, 700-800 different people, I guess, probably through the years on a missions trip. And I always give them the same speech every time. You're going to meet three people on this trip. You're going to meet yourself without all of your titles, everything stripped away. You're going to find out who you really are. You're also going to meet a new friend that you'll probably make a friend for the rest of your life, and you're probably going to see Jesus. You don't know what form he will take. It could be in the smile of a little old lady or a child or in a crippled man or a beggar on the street, but you're probably going to encounter a supernatural being, whether it be Jesus or an angel. So be kind to everybody because you don't know when he will appear to you and how he will appear to you. Now, I give that speech every time I go because I really believe it's true. I believe that when we're there on that spiritual quest, that each time there's an angel on assignment that manifests in some way or another to individuals who need that particular spiritual moment in their life. Angels can appear in not just human form, but any form. For Moses, an angel appeared and talked from a burning bush, and the angel was a flame of fire, just like the scripture read earlier, that your angels can be flames of fire. They're ministering spirits. But they can also take, other forms. They could be a rock if you needed a rock. They could be a tree if you needed a tree. They could be water if you needed water. Whatever form you need, they're there to help you and minister to you. So they can take tangible forms of earthly things if that's what you need. They can also take a celestial form. Now, celestial form is when an angel shows up looking like an angel. And most of the time when that happens, they have to say, fear not, because it scares people when it shows up. I mean, everybody says, I'd love to see an angel, but everybody that has ever seen an angel was terrified when they saw a supernatural celestial being for the first time. And now they all made it through it just fine, but it's amazing that the angel always has to say, I didn't come to hurt you. The angel that showed up to Joshua at Jericho, Joshua said, are you for me or against me? He wanted to know. He said, no, I'm the captain of the Lord of hosts, and I've come to fight with you. So angels always seem to open up their commentary with, don't be afraid, I've come on assignment. The angel that appeared to Zacharias, the priest, the father of John the Baptist, appeared in the temple. As he was lighting candles, the angel appeared to him, and he was terrified by the sight of the angel, but because he was in a celestial form. And all through the Bible, when the angel appeared to Gideon, Gideon hid himself. He was so afraid. And the angel said, you mighty man of valor. He said, oh, who are you talking about? I'm the smallest tribe and the smallest member of my tribe. I'm a nobody. And the angel said, well, God says you're a somebody, and he's calling you to be a judge of Israel. So angels come on assignments, but they don't always take celestial forms. I think more often than not, they take human form. And they come down, and you don't know the difference between them and anyone else walking around you, because they're dressed like humans. They have every part of human form about them. And when they do that, they eat like humans eat. When the angels visited with Abraham, they ate. When the angels visited with Lot, they didn't have to protect the angels, but they hid them behind locked doors because of the evil men of Sodom, because these men were beautiful and they wanted them in an evil way. And so angels do appear in human form. And I think that's why Hebrews 13 and 2, I don't know if you've noticed this, but we're using a lot of quotes from Hebrews, which talks a lot about angels. That Hebrews 13 and 2 says, and I'm reading this from the New American Standard Bible. It says, "Do not neglect to show hospitality to strangers, for by this some have entertained angels without knowing it." Now, if you read the King James Version, it says, you know, beware to entertain strangers because you may be entertaining angels unaware. I do believe that. I do believe that sometimes there's a person on the side of the road that looks like a beggar that is just there to test our heart. I believe that there's sometimes it looks like someone is dropping something just to test your kindness. You know, if we want to walk in the fruit of the Spirit, we have to test our goodness, our long-suffering, our kindness, our peace, our joy, our love. We have to, our self-control, we have to test those things. I believe angels come and help us do that. You may see them in a restaurant eating, just like the angels that ate with Abraham. I'll close this lesson with a story about angels that I believe happened to my wife. She was on her way to church one night, and she was hit by another vehicle. And the way the car hit her, it caved the door in on the driver's side and pinned her in. So she was trapped in her seatbelt, and the door was caved in. It wouldn't open, and she was stuck under the steering wheel. And it terrified her because she was pinned in. She didn't know if the car would catch on fire. She was afraid. And she tells the story that a man came and opened the door on the passenger side and said, "Don't be afraid. I'm going to stay here with you until they come to help you." And the man got inside on the passenger side and stood there holding her hand, talking to her because she was terrified and waiting. Finally, the police arrived, and it happened to be a policeman that's a very good friend of ours. And when he showed up, she looked over at him. She knew everything was going to be okay. The man got out of the car and left, and no one has any recollection of this man. The policeman didn't see him. No one saw him. She's the only one that saw him. But in that moment of fear where she was stuck in that car, she knows without any doubt that a man got in the car, comforted her, and stayed with her until she knew she was safe, and then he left. And no one saw them or had any remembrance of him whatsoever. So I do believe that angels show up when we need them. So perhaps you've had a visitation from an angel as well. I hope so. I know so. At some point in time in your life. And guess what? It's going to happen again. It could be today.